Okay, so we're taking up the question, the same question from yesterday, the question of why isn't there just a straight, simple Isser Anah on smelling the Yayin? So, Tosus really takes it up on Yud Beis and Beis. Okay, so what's the case in Yud Beis and Beis? It says like this. Here, Shiyesh Bavodis Kochovim, Vahayu Bochanu Yos Mutaros, Vishayana Mutaros. So if you have a city that has Avodis Kochovim in it, and you have stores that are crowned and not crowned, so then says the Chumse Mutaros Asuros V'Sheinan Mutaros Mutaros. So what does the Mutaros mean? So Rashi says Mutaros means it was a simon. They used to use some sort of a simon that they are that it's a store of Avodas Kochavim, right? So in other words, like advertising, like patronize your local pagan. So they put up something to show that they're over there where they are. So why can't you go there? So Amar Mishum Ben Lakish Lo Shano El Mutaros Bivara the Hadas. So he says that the problem is that they use roses and hadasim shel takrovas avodas kochavim as the simon. They use fragrant flowers and branches that were offered to avodas kochavim as the simon. So then the problem is the komeshani mirecha. So when the person goes into the store, he's gonna smell the enjoyable smell of takrovas avodas kochavim. Okay. Yeah.
So what's the deal with in the Rashi's on the Mishnah talk about it as if the problem is just buying from like buying a tzaddik from?
So that's what the Gemara goes into. The Gemara goes into is the problem of you getting a no, it's the problem of being mahana them. That's what Yochanan goes into that. With the question of being mahana.
But even of you getting a no, isn't that just talking about?
Okay, so Tosus says over here, he says, Hikshir Bantam. So you see over here from Reish Lakish that it's usher to go into the store where there's the reyach of Avodas Kochavim. Because it's also to be neneh from Avodas Kochavim. So you see over here that smelling something is considered a hana. Smelling the roses and the myrtles that were used for Avodas Kochavim is considered to be neneh from it. So then, why is it mutter to smell the wine? Why does Rava say it's mutter to smell the wine? You're getting an enjoyment. People like the way that wine smells. So you're getting an enjoyment from the wine. So why is the Bastia case mutter according to Rava? Okay. So he says like this. So he says, no, it's different. He says, by the Varad Vahadas, by the roses over here, Ikorayu L'Recha Kaimi. Their essence is for smell. And it's just like the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. That even after the mitzvah is done with it, it's true there's no Mi'ila, but there still is an Isser. Yeah. So let's just put everything into perspective for a minute. Okay? So let's just compare this to the Ran for a minute. Okay? Now, as the Ran's question was, the Ran was assuming it is Usser Bahana. It's interesting, right? The Ran was assuming that there's no difference between the smelling of the wine, between the Reach, the Hana that you get from the wine, or the Hana you get from the fragrances, right? His answer was, the difference is that one you're doing with Kavana. I mean, you'll have to say over here, you're doing it, whatever, with Kavana. And over there, there's no Kavana. Right? Over there, there's a Psik Resha. So in other words, the Ran wanted to say that it's not an issue of whether there's the Ran wasn't Mechalek, the Yayin from other cases of Hana, in so far as the Isser of Reach per se. He wasn't saying there's no Isser to smell the wine in terms of Hana. He said that it's true if you would stop and smell it with kavana, it would be asur. He held it's mutter because it's considered an enam eskavein, and the psik resha by an enam eskavein of hanah is mutter. That's what he held. Right? And that's what we were saying yesterday, because he's looking at the inyan of hanah as like a certain type of connection to the object, a certain type of relationship to the object. So that's only done through kavana. But Tosus doesn't take that approach at all. Tosus says he's not mechalik in your kavana. He doesn't say the difference is that when he's smelling the bastia, he has no kavana to be nana. Apparently he doesn't think that makes a difference. He holds that the difference is that the yayin is simply not usur behano asreach.
Wait, does he?
Well, at this step.
Oh.
At this step, the chilik at least is that there are different kinds of objects. Not everything has an isur reach. Not everything has an isur hanos reach. The only thing that has the isur of hanos reach are those things whose ikr is for reach. But things like varad and hadas, that's what they're for. Right? Like what do we say by sukkahs? On sukkahs, right? What do we say? We say you can't smell the hadas. Why? Because the reach is part of its essence. That's what makes it a hadas. It's part of the qualities of the hadas itself. Is its reach. So the whole chefza of hadas is huksula mitzvah. So then even its reach is asur. Right? Whereas the estrog, we say you're allowed to smell, because it's essentially for achila. So you only say the components that are essential to its identity are part of the haktzah. So to over here, he's saying, what becomes part of the Isser Hanah? The Reach is only going to be part of the Isser Hanah if the entity is definitively fragrant. Let's say that for a moment at least. Okay? So there's not going to be there's no malchus. It's funny how he puts it in, right? He makes the chilek. He says there's a chilek over here. At least there's a chilek. One is essentially for reich and one is not. But he's not satisfied. Right? He's not satisfied. Because he says it's true that there's that chilek, but maybe there still is an isser. Why? Because we say so all these surim in the Torah, you only get malchus if you engage them in their normal way. Right? The case the Gemara gives is chelev. Right? It's one of the cases the Gemara gives. Like let's say you have chelev, right? So chelev is raw fat. So the Gemara says if a person were to swallow chelev raw, it would be disgusting. And that would not be derech hanah. Right? It's gross. It's disgusting. But, or gives another case. If you have something from like, something that's also about hanah, and you put it on your arm to, for whatever reason, to food, but you put it on your arm to make your arm feel better. So that's not the way the thing is used. So we say, or like refuah, like we were talking about. So we say that even though it's not malchus, it still is going to be usher. So that doesn't satisfy his problem, right? So that's not going to answer the question. So you might be able to say the bastiha is not essentially for reach. So that will mean that smelling it is not derech hanoso. But not being there, but being not there, hanoso doesn't make it mutter still. Okay. So anyway, so can we just stop for a minute though and see if we can define the difference in the approach between the Ran and the Tosfos? Right, the Tosfos seems to reject the Ran's whole approach to the problem, to work into kavana. Tosfos is not working into kavana; he's working down into the very definition of the Isser itself. As the Ran is saying, the Isser is the same. The anything, all Isser Yanoah, have one character. You don't need to be an Iker Frano. It doesn't seem to think that that's necessary. He goes by, but he holds that the nature of Isser HaNoah is different from other Isserim. So there's no Isser Psik Reisha by an Isser HaNoah. But Tosus doesn't seem to hold that way. Tosus seems to hold there would be a Psik Reisha by HaNoah. There would be, it seems like he holds there would be a Psik Reisha by HaNoah. Right? So therefore we have to say that it's simply not Usser. Okay?
What's simply not Usser?
He has to. He's looking for a way to say that the Reach is not part of Isuri HaNoah. Because if Reach were part of Isuri HaNoah, there's no way to say, yeah, but this guy's not intending for it. That wouldn't help. Right? So it seems like Tosus really holds that the Isur HaNoah, an Isur HaNoah is really more like an Isur Achila, like we were discussing the other day. That there is a Maisa, that there's a Maisa of HaNoah that's Asher. Just like there's a Maisa, just like the Achila, just like there's a Maisa Achila that's Asher. And things that are Asher b'HaNoah means to say now that there are Maisa Isser, the Maisa HaNoah itself is Asher. So you can't say, I'm not intending to get the benefit. I can't say I'm not intending to enjoy it. Because the Maisa itself is what you're doing. Right? The only thing is, Tosa says, though, that once you're going to go down to defining it in terms of Maisa, now it has to have an objective Maisa of HaNoah like this. You understand? Now it has to be that this is its Maisa of HaNoah. In other words, once he brings it down to Maisa, so then he says, yeah, but in general, oh, Maisa Isser, we say the Maisa Isser is only usser when it's appropriate to, when it's done in the appropriate way. So for instance, take Achila. Right? Achila is definitely a Maisa Isser. But if a person does the Maisa Achila not in the way that Achila is defined, right? Not in the way that this object, not in the derech Achila of this object, then it's not usser. Well, then there's no Malkus. Right? Why? Because once you go down to Maisa, there has to be an objective definition. Let's give you an example. Let's say a guy takes the food and he can somehow inject it directly into his stomach. Right? So it's not a Maisa. So it's, once you say Maisa, it means to say that there's a specific tzura of the way of engaging this chefza that has an objective isser. Right? It's to be ochel. It was by the Ran. There wasn't any specific form. It's just relating to it by way of HaNoah. So wherever you relate to it in terms of HaNoah, any type of HaNoah would create that relationship. He doesn't have this whole issue of, is this the normal HaNoah of Yayin, not normal of Yayin. It's just a matter of relating to it by way of enjoyment. So if you're enjoying it, then you're involved in that isser. But once Tosus brings it down out of that realm, and he brings it down, he says HaNoah also is objectified into actions. And not like Yehuda was saying yesterday. But we do say it's a Maisa HaNoah. It's true that HaNoah is ultimately a state of enjoyment, but halachically, it's toe-faced the actions. And those actions become objective. But once you get down to objective actions, then you get into this whole thing of saying that each object will now have its own objective ways of enjoying it. So therefore, that was his chilek. So maybe you'll say, Yayin does not have an objective mode of enjoyment by smell. You want to do it? So that's butler daito. But it's not going to create an objective Maisa of HaNoah. Once you get down to Maisa HaNoah, it already has to be translated into an objective realm. And once you're in an objective realm, you can't say, but this is the way I like to do it. And that guy says, I like to eat raw fat. I love it. Very nice. You might be enjoying it. But that's not a Maisa Achila of Chelev. A Maisa Achila of Chelev is defined like melting it and cooking with it, whatever it is. Yeah.
So with the Ron, then once we saw that he didn't hold that just getting any Hana from it was Asr, then that forced us to like refine what the actual Isra was. Right.
Right.
So here also, since it's not just getting Hana from it, it's specifically like it's specifically certain actions that like do we have to read to come up with like a similar thing that it's not that Tosos isn't holding that just getting enough from his
right.
answers for some.
You see that he's making it no different than any other. He's putting it into the Misa framework. He holds all these servants to come down to Misa. By the way, I just to show you for sure. That it's a machlokas in the Rishonim about whether you can say a psik resha, whether the psik resha is mutter by Hana, like the Ron says. I saw the, can you pass me that? Come over there, I think it's a psachim. So the Rush in psachim, in the second parak, where the Gemara talks about the case of Hana, Habal, Adam, Bal Karcha, which is the question, which is the case that the Ron was basing himself on, right? So I mentioned the other day that the Gemara says if a person has to go to work past the Ketores factory, past the temple where they're burning incense for Avos Klavim, so the Gemara says has questions if you're an Eina Miskave, right? So it wants to say that just like Rabbi Shimon holds by Shabbos an Eina Miskave is mutter, an Eina Miskave would be mutter over here. But the question was, what about the psik resha problem? Because Rabbi Shimon holds by psik resha it's usur, right? So the Ron was saying, yeah, but that's by Shabbos, but by Hana it's different, right? But the Rush says openly there's no difference. The Rush in the second parak says that all the cases where it says Eina Miskavin is mutter, he says, Umayri b'dlo havi psik resha. How is it not psik resha? Kigon shiyochol listom nechirov. Shelo yanem and areach. The psik resha avikim miskavein. The chol yisurei daraisa. So the Rush says, when the Gemara says the guy has to walk to work past the temple, and as long as he's not miskavein for it, it's mutter. He says it means it's a type of a case. It has to be a case where he can plug up his nose and he won't necessarily get the smell. But if he's definitely going to get the smell when he walks past that place, even though he doesn't care about it, it'd be usher. Because that would just be a psik resha. So you see, the Rush certainly doesn't hold from the Ron's idea that a psik resha by Hana is different than a psik resha by anything else. Okay? So Tosis would seem to be he's going along with that approach, that Hana is Maisa. Hana becomes a different way of engaging the Chefza. A different way of, a different action, becomes an action of Hana with the Chefza. So then that's the problem. What's interesting with the Tosfos is he's developing his theory, even though he's totally stuck. That's what's funny with the Tosfos. He makes the move, and he says, well, there's a chilek. Once we're in Isuri Hana, there has to be a Maisa. So then we can say that smelling wine is not its derech Hana. But then he says, he's not sure. He's not sure if that's enough to make it mutter or not. It's interesting. He's not sure if that's enough to make it mutter or not. He says, "Because what? Shema yesh lesa, because there still is an issa, and on top of that, maybe avos chavim is worse. Maybe you'll even get malchus by avos chavim, because the Torah never says achila. That's what I was talking about the other day. That you only say that thing is also b'derech hana when the Torah says achila, because that indicates a specific normal way of engaging it, of using it." But by Avos Klavim never says it. Okay, so what's his answer in the end? So his answer is he says Oval Bas Tio Afogav de Biyayin Nesach Mayri Ukein Iser Avos Klavim Michmirubo. I don't know what he means by that. That they were machmir by it. But anyway, Leika Hano. There's no Hano at all. Ki adaraba chozek hayayin nichnas bechotmo. Here he says it in his notes. V'umaziko. Yeah. So what's his answer? Huh?
There's no unknowing.
There's no unknowing.
Well, there is, but it's far outweighed by the damage.
Yes, that's an interesting thing. So what was that? Let's just define the other way first. In other words, so it's true, there's no malchus if you don't do the defined objective maisa of hanor, but he's saying still the subjective maisa will be usher midrabanan apparently. Right? But now he's saying, but even in the isser, he's trying to get out of it now completely. How? He's saying because isser hanor is different. When you talk about hanor, how do you define hana? In general. How do you define hana? Huh? By the total, by the sum total effect in the government.
As opposed to
saying, well, he's enjoying the wine, but he's taking a sting. You know what I mean? He's saying that Hanor knows once he's breaking it away from the objective Maisa, once he's saying that it's not an objective Maisa because this is not the Derech Hanor, now he's saying that what? You have to look at it purely in terms of the Gavra. Is he a Nene from this thing overall? But in being a nene, you have to add up the good and the bad. And if overall the experience is bad, you don't say that there was an isser of hanor along with a non-isser of hezek. You say no, the total thing was not a maisa hanor. It's interesting. It's an interesting idea.
It's really created by the case of the knife.
You saw the knife case, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the crazy Gemara over there. Gemara says that if you have a knife of Avodah Zarah, we'll do that later, I guess. But Gemara says if you have a knife that was used for Avodah Zarah, so it's Asur Bano, says it's mutter to shecht your animal. Why? You say it's mutter there?
Yeah.
Mutter. Why?
You're really damaging it.
Because the loss is greater than the benefit. A live animal is more valuable than a dead animal. So you're not considered to be a nene from it. In other words, it did not put your rishus into the black. It put you, objectively, it put you in the red. Objectively, you know what that means? Objectively, you suffered a loss.
Black is good.
Yeah, never.
Black Friday.
Black is good.
Black Friday. Yeah.
What do you think? It's like black people on Friday?
Because they use red ink. They use red ink for death. Red ink for death. For death.
Ideally, it would be Green Friday.
Okay, so why would you shecht it? You're a masochist. Why would you shecht it?
I hate the
Friday. So isn't that a benefit to you?
Obviously,
you made a cheshbon, right? Exactly, you made a cheshbon. The Gemara says the only time it would be usher is if the animal is dying. So then, be beneficial to shecht it. But what about John's question? It's a good question.
What's the question?
You see, but that's but you made a cheshbon, that's worth it to you.
So
it is an interesting thing to think about. But he's saying that when you define if you were a net, the definition of being a nene is objective. And it's objective in the total outcome. Was the outcome of this maisa objectively a positive or objectively a negative? If it caused you a loss, then objectively it was a negative in terms of your rishus. And over here too, if in some you walked away with a sting and nobody would take the pleasure, nobody would take this pain to get this pleasure, then it's not even defined as the maisa hanor. It's not defined as the maisa hanor. Let's think about it a little bit more. Now is this now going even deeper, right? He's saying this is not even considered to be a maisa hanor now, because even this is even going to answer if by avodah zarah, it's asur shaloka derech hanor, right? And it's not even considered to be a subjective pleasure. You can't definitively, the difference between saying it's a pleasure that is not normal, right? Now, there's a difference between saying, I'm getting a pleasure out of this, which is not normal. Like, I'm going to take the steak and I'm going to put it on my eye to, you know, whatever, cool down my my bruise, right? Like the boxer. So that's not a normal way to use a steak. But it's a hana. So then that would be usur. It wouldn't be malchus because you're not engaging it in its derech hana. But it would be usur. It would still be usur because it is subjectively an enjoyment, right? But when we say subjectively an enjoyment, it has to be objectively a hana. You understand? Subjective enjoyment doesn't mean that it's just pleasurable. Doesn't mean I'm crazy and I take pleasure out of crazy things. It means to say that I'm going to use this thing not in its objective use. But the use I'm using it for makes sense. But if the overall effect of what I did with it was objectively more pain than pleasure, then it's not even considered a maisa hana at all. So in other words, there's a maisa hana that's in line with the object's use, then there's a maisa hana that's not in line with the normal object's use, but then there's something that's not even considered a maisa hana because the bad outweighs the good. You don't say it's a half a hana and a half a pain. You have to define the entire outcome. Let's think about it a little more. I mean, it's something that's very interesting. So therefore, he has to say that whole thing is not shaykh lano. And then he goes into the shasiyah problem. But that we have no idea what that means. So we'll have to talk about that next time.